Hello, and welcome to the New Year's first edition of the AES Journal podcast. I'm Kyle P. Snyder. In this month's issue, we're launching quite a few future events with calls for papers, and there are four interesting papers on the latest in audio research. Looking ahead to the coming year, we're inviting potential contributors to propose submissions for two international conferences and the U.S. convention. Starting in late September in Korea, Audio for Wirelessly Networked Personal Devices, our 43rd international conference, will provide a forum for all those interested in audio technology on handheld devices. New coding technologies, small transducers, immersive 3D, and synthetic audio are among the topics selected for inclusion, but don't feel limited to those if you want to propose something for the program. Plan also to join the thousands of other audio engineers that congregate each year for the U.S. convention. The 131st returns to New York City from October 20th to the 23rd this year, under the experienced chairmanship of Jim Anderson. The committee is well underway with preparations for what promises to be an outstanding meeting of our industry. Proposals for papers and other contributions are now open. In November, we fetch up in San Diego for an international conference on audio networking, chaired by Nathan Brock. Recent advances in networking technology and the availability of high-bandwidth connectivity have made audio networking a rapidly growing area in the AES. For this conference, we focus on advances including applications for live sound, studio installations, and performance over networks, among numerous other fields. Submit your paper by June 7th in order for it to be considered for this prestigious event. We're also planning a special issue of the journal on auditory displays to be published in the fall. Auditory display is a highly interdisciplinary area of research concerning the use of sound to convey information and ideas. We're inviting the submission of high-quality papers in all areas of interest to those who work with sound as a medium for conveying information and ideas. Submitted papers should address the concerns shared by those who work primarily with informational and effective aspects of sound, including sonification of data and processes, synthetic and composed sound, musical sound, natural sound, and all issues related to interaction with sound, specifically how it is presented to and apprehended by listeners. Staff writer Francis Rumsey draws on the recent Japanese International Conference to review the latest developments in spatial audio, 80 years after Blumlein. This includes 25 years of spatial audio research at NASA, as well as work on novel loudspeakers and the development of a virtual dubbing stage for film sound applications. Reverberation for 22.2-channel surround sound and the use of spatial cues in vehicle navigation systems complete the lineup of topics in this month's feature article. Clive Young of Pro Sound News says a fond goodbye to Bruce Jackson, pro audio entrepreneur and a front-of-house engineer to Elvis, Streisand, and Springsteen, among others. He died January 29th when the single-engine plane he was piloting crashed near Death Valley National Park. Respected and appreciated by all who knew him, the passing of Bruce Jackson is a sad moment for the pro audio industry, and he will be sorely missed. A full lineup of refereed research papers will be found in the January-February issue. First up are Lori Savoia, Vesa Valiamecki, and Julius O. Smith, who discussed the use of graphics processing units, or GPUs, for audio signal processing. Although these devices were developed to accelerate complex visual displays, they can do jobs such as additive synthesis around 1,000 times faster than an ordinary CPU. FFTs and filters were also found to be faster using a GPU. Mihailo Kolidzia, Christoph Fahler, and Martin Vetterli analyzed the spatio-temporal gradient of differential microphone arrays using multivariate functions of spatial location and time. The new tool enables designers to have a clear interpretation of the effects of adjustment in parameters such as array orientation, shape, and spacing. Applause-like signals present an interesting challenge for spatial audio systems, as also discussed in last month's paper on envelopment by Sunish George and colleagues. Mikko Viulaitinen and his colleagues look into the handling of such signals by directional audio coding, finding that the audible artifacts can be improved by using different temporal resolutions for different frequencies. Finally, in an engineering report by Wolfgang Klippel and Joachim Schlechter, consider the best way to measure the effective radiation area of microspeakers and headphones. Such devices can have complex surround geometry and their excursions may not vary linearly, so they propose using laser sensors and scanners, as well as a microphone to measure the vibration parameters. Catch up on the latest news from the AES Standards Department, as well as what's been happening in our student and professional sections around the world. Check out our reviews of new literature and products too, all in the first issue for 2011 of the AES Journal. For the Audio Engineering Society, I'm Kyle P. Snyder. Thanks for listening.